Today's shiur is a Masechta Kedushin on Daf Ches. We will begin on Daf Zayin Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the words Ikka D'Amri. We learned in yesterday's shiur a story of Ahu Gavra, who was Magdish. He was Mekadesh, a woman with Shiroim, with silk. And we had a Machloikas Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. Rabba said that there is no necessity for Shuma, for evaluating the item before the Kedushin, and Rabbi Yosef said, Shrichi Shuma, that it is required to be evaluated before the Kedushin. And the Gemara in yesterday's Shir explained, according to the first Lashon, that if he had said, Be Mekadesh with the Shiroim, whatever they're worth, so certainly she's Mekadeshes, because it's at least worth a Pruta. She's Soymech Das, she agrees to become his wife based on the pruta's worth of silk that he has given to her. So there would not be a machlokes between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. If, on the other hand, he told her it's worth 50 zuz and she found out it was not worth 50 zuz, then she was dependent on the fact that it was worth 50 and it wasn't worth 50, ain't a mekadesh. There's no machlokes there as well. Where is the machlokes? Where he said it's worth 50, and in fact, it was worth 50, except, as Rashi says in the last Rashi on the Yomud, Vishavu Chamishin, Mihu Loi Shamua Bekiim Kodem Lekach. However, experts did not evaluate the silk before it was given. So we should first of all, before we get into the Ikka D'Amri, the second pshat in the Machlokes Rabban Rav Yosef, we should speak out the Beis Shmuel in Siman Lamed Aleph and Evan Ezer Sifkot and Aleph says that the Rambam agrees with what seems to be the Pshat here in Rashi, that even if they evaluated it after the Kedushin, after he had given it to her and said it's worth 50, but she did not know at the time that it was worth 50, the din will be Eina Mekudeshes. She is not Mekudeshes, according to Rabbi Yosef, who says Einam Kadesh, it won't help, even if later they evaluate it and they find out that it was worth 50, since she did not know that at the time, so she was not Samech Das. However, the Ran learns in a Diuk in the Rambam, not like the Beis Shmuel, the Ran learns that the Rambam Shita would be not like it would seem from Rashi, that it would not be Mekudeshes. And the Ran learns in the Rambam that if subsequent to the Nesina of the Shirayim, the Shiroi, the silk, it was evaluated and it was found to be worth what the man said, the halacha would be Mekudeshes. Rav Shurkin in his Chedushim explains this sheet of the Ran in the Rambam, although the Beis Shmuel holds that it's not a diuk in the Rambam, he does not agree with the Ran, but according to the Ran's understanding of the Rambam, we have to learn it's a Kedushin al Tanai. If we evaluate it after this Maisa Kedushin and they tell us it is worth 50, then you should become a Kedushin. If in fact later it's found to be worth 50, it is Mekudeshes. So learns Rav Shurkin in his Kedushim in this Ran, who says that's what the Rambam holds. And now we begin with the second sheet, the Ikka D'Amri. Some say, Becholdu Nami Pligi, that the Machlokes Rabban Rabbi Yosef is even Becholdu, even if he said to her, he didn't tell her a price. He said, whatever this is worth. Rabbi Yosef Amar Shava Kesef Arev Ki Kesef. Rabbi Yosef says that we know Shava Kesef is equal to Kesef. That's a sheet of Rabbi Yosef. Rabba is going to hold that it doesn't need Shuma. But what is the explanation of Rabbi Yosef? Even if it's a koldu, and even if we know it's worth a zuz, but Shava Kesef is equal to Kesef, and therefore it has to have the same properties as Kesef. How do we know that Shava Kesef is equal to Kesef? So Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMashal B'Pruta B'Shava Pruta, learns that from the word Yashiv by Eved Ivri, which we're going to learn in a few lines further on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and that would seem to be the way Rashi learns it also, that there's an extra word Yashiv by Eved Ivri, you sold to a goy, and from there we learn out Shavu Kesef Kekesef by Eved Ivri. So too by Kiddushin, Shavu Kesef is Kesef. The Ran learns that it's a Svara, that since Kiddushin is made by the understanding of both the man and the woman, by their agreement, so just like Kesef would be a Kinyan, so too, if this is Shavu Kesef, and both the man and the woman are Somech Das, they rely on the value of this Shavu Kesef, so that as halachic kesef, you don't need a pasuk, you don't need to learn from Eved Ivri, but it's logical that it should be a good kedushin. So whatever way we say that shavu kesef is kesef, so Rabbi Yosef continues, why do you need shuma even when he said whatever it's worth? Because ma kesef de kitz, just like the property of money is that it is a defined set amount, we know what we're dealing with as we turn to Daf Chesem et Aleph, av shavu kesef nami. The Kaya, it's the same thing, that Shavu Kesef, which is learnt from Kesef, which has the same properties as Kesef, so just like Kesef is a set definite amount, so too Shavu Kesef has to be a set definite amount, therefore I have to estimate it and know what it's worth before. If I don't estimate it, then it cannot serve as Kesef or Shavu Kesef for Kiddushin. And here Rashi says, Divramaskal Shavu Kesef, first Rashi on the Amud, that by Kedushin it says Kesef, and Shavu Kesef is like Kesef, as I learned from Yashiv L'Rabbi Shavu Kesef. Hilkach Ki Kesef Bein in the Kayetz. Now, what exactly is that limit of Yashiv L'Rabbi Shavu Kesef? We're going to see in the next few lines of the Gemara. Am Rabbi Yosef, says Rabbi Yosef, Mino Amin Allah. From where do I know my Shita that even a Koldehu, a Shavu Kesef, which is certainly worth a pruta, but it also must be a fixed amount, just like Kesef the Sanya. I know this from a Braisa, and this Braisa concerns an Eved Ivri was sold to a Goy. The Pasuk states, Im Oid Rabbis B'Shanim, if there are still a number of years left to his contract to be an Eved for the Goy, Lefihen, based on the amount of years that are left, let's say he sold himself for 6 years, and he worked 1 year, and there are 5 years left, so Yashiv Geulasai Mikesef Miknasai. So he figures out how much 1 year's worth of servitude is. He subtracts that from the whole amount, and he gives the rest to the Gentile master, and he thereby redeems himself. So we see here, number one, that the word Geulasai is put right next to Kesef Miknasai. And as we're going to see in the Gemara, therefore, we learn one from the other. The whatever money is or Shavu Kesef that is used in the Geula, the same applies to the Kesef Miknasai. And Rashi points out that the word Yashiv is extra because it could have been written in the pasuk Im Oid Rabbis Bishanim Lefien Geulasai. According to the amount of years that are left, he figures out how much he still owes the Gentile master to get redeemed, and he subtracts whatever he has served Mikesef Miknasai from what the money that was used to purchase him, and the rest he has to give as his geula. So why did the pasuk put in the word Yashiv? And that is the makor where the Gemara learns out that Shavu Kesef is Kesef. He can give back anything. He can give back money, or he can even return from that extra word Yashiv, even Shavu Kesef. But now let us get back to Rabbi Yosef's raya from the Braisa. The Sanya we learned in the Braisa, Mikesef Miknasai. So the Braisa learns out, Bekesef Hu Nikne. When the Eved Ivri is purchased, he can only be purchased with money. Ve'ena Nikne B'tfuah V'kelim. He cannot be purchased with grain or vessels. And now we have to figure out when can he not be purchased with Tfuah V'kelim. Hi Tfuah V'kelim, Heichu Domi. What's the case? If you're going to say that Tfuah and Kelim cannot be used at all to purchase an Eved Ivri, that's not true. Because the Pasuk said, as we've quoted, Yashiv Geulasayam Rachmanim. The Torah says that he should return subtracting whatever he worked already for the master, the rest he should give back as a geula. And from the extra word Yashiv, we learn out that Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. And as we mentioned before, what are the words right after Yashiv Geulasai? Mikesef Miknasai. So we compare the money that was used to acquire the Eved to the money that the Eved is giving to the master to regain his freedom. And we say, just like Shava Kesef is equal to Kesef as far as Geula is concerned, as far as the redemption, as far as freedom is concerned, so too, as far as the Kesef Miknasai, Shava Kesef is Kesef. So how can you say that Tuun Kalem cannot work? The Adon cannot use the Shavik Kesef to purchase the Eved Ivri. We learn out from the Geula that Shavik Kesef is Kekesef. Yashiv Geula say Amarachman al-Rabbi Shavik Kesef Kekesef, both by the Geula and also by the Kesef Magnasa. So number one, we've approved that Tu and Kalem do work to purchase the Eved. So what must you say? Maybe they're not worth a shavar pruta. That's when it doesn't work. Ve'idel esbu shavar pruta, they're not worth a pruta, ma'ir yitvu v'kelim. So why is there a halacha in the brisa that tvu v'kelim are not good? It would seem to be that kesev is good, pachs mi shavar pruta. I feel a kesev nami. So then it's not a special halacha of tvu and kelim. Even money itself, less than a pruta, is no good. Elo lav severs the Rabbi Yosef, this is my proof. This by shavar pruta. This behu shavar pruta, both the kesef and both the tvu and the kelim have a pruta's worth, but v'kiven deloy kaitzi loy. It's speaking about a case where it was not evaluated before, and therefore it cannot be used as shavar kesef. So when the brisa says ve'eino nikne b'tvua v'kelim, it means that this money that the pasuk is speaking about, mikesef miknasai, this money which is damim, which is the value either of real money or of shava kesef, it can only be used if it was kayetz, if it was evaluated. We know exactly what we're dealing with. That is when it's not. If we don't, then it is good. If we don't know what we're dealing with, if it's not kitz, if it's not a definite amount, it is not good. So this is Rabbi Yosef's raya. Ve'iduch, asking more, what about Rabba? What does Rabba do with this raya of Rabbi Yosef? Rabba said that when something's worth, when you have a kol dehu, if it's worth at least a pruta, you don't need shuma, we don't need the din of kitz. Hachi kamer, this is what the Torah is saying. B'toiras kesef hu nikna. It can only be purchased as kesef. As we explained before, kesef means damim, either kesef or shava kesef. But, so when you're giving the shava kesef as kesef, then in the chanami, it's nikna. But v'ein a nikna b'toiras tvua v'kelim. It cannot be used to purchase David Ivri as tvu v'kelim, umay ninu chlippin. That's when tvu and kelim are used as chlippin. As Rashi says, we learn from the pasuk in Rus, perik dalet, shalf ish naloi, that over there to purchase a field, they took off the shoe, and the shoe was used to purchase the field. So that's kelim. And also we learn in that Indian, it says, kol dover l'rabois tvua, grain. So grain and kelim, which are used to purchase a field, cannot be used to purchase an Eved Ivri. We're not speaking about Shava Kesef as Damim, as Kesef, the value as money value, but rather we're speaking as barter, as an exchange. As an exchange, Tfu and Kalem cannot be used for Eved Ivri. To purchase, a Goy cannot use it to purchase an Eved Ivri. Ask the Gemara, Ula Rav Nachman de Omar. According to Rav Nachman, who says, Peiris loyavdi chalipin, that Peiris can never be used as chalipin. As the Meforshim explain, only Kalim, because Kalim have many functions. But Peiris, which has only one function, used for Achila, they cannot be used in chalipin, Mayik Lameimer. So then it's not a Chiddush and Eved Ivri, it's a din by anything that Peiris can never be used as a kinyan of chalipin. It's, and you're telling me a certain chiddush in Eved Ivri. So how do I learn that ain't a nikna b'tvua v'kelim? Tvua is peiris, and peiris, according to Rav Nachman, is never used for chalipim. So that cannot be what the Torah is memayat b'tvua v'kelim. El elolam de lesper shavar pruta. You have to say back to our original assumption that it's speaking about it didn't have value of a pruta. Udikamad, you asked the question, my iriya tvua v'kelim afil kesef nami. then what is the chiddush of tuva kelim? Even money, if it's less than the shavar pruta, it's not good. And it seems from you, it's only a chiddush by tuva kelim. Loi meboya kamar. It's trying to say that that is certainly no good. Loi meboy kesef di is be shavar pruta in iloy loy. By kesef, it didn't even have to be said. That's certain that if you have less than the pruta, then it cannot work as kesef. Kesef in the Torah means something that's worth at least a pruta. If you don't have a pruta, you cannot acquire it evad ivri. Avol tvu of a kalim. But in the case of tvu of a kalim, aim, I would have said, mid makar v'hanai sayu, since you don't have to take the money and go to a store and purchase the tvu of a kalim, but the tvu of a kalim are right there, able to be used. So if the adon gave the Eved Ivri tvu of a kalim, which were worth less than a pruta, but the Eved Ivri has it right there, the Hano is close to him, he doesn't have to go an extra step to go to the store to purchase it. So I would have thought that Gomer Makni Nafshe, I would have thought that in such a case, the Eved is Ivri, is Gomer, he decides that he will give over himself as a servant to the Adon. Kamashim Lon therefore teaches us that the Eved Ivri, you cannot purchase him with less than a pruta, even if the Hano is close, and we say that he does not intend to give himself over for something worth less than a Shava Pruta. And the Avnei Meluyim asked a question in Simen Lamed Aleph, Sif Katan Dalid. What is the Hava Mina that is told in the Smichas Das of the what's the Hava Mina that's told in the Smichas Das of the Eved Ivri? Since the purchase here, we're away from the Teretz of Chalipin, we're back to Kesef and Shava Kesef. So since we're talking about Kesef and Shava Kesef, if it's worth less than a pruta, it doesn't have a din of damim. The whole idea of Kesef is that it has a value. The Torah's value is only a pruta's worth. This is less than a pruta's worth. So how can the Eved Ivri be, what was the Hava minute to say that he could decide that, yes, I will sell myself over to the Gentile master for less than a pruta? It's not Kesef. So on this, the Avdei Meluyim answers that since we're speaking about here that he's being sold to a goy, and by a goy, I know, we know from elsewhere in Shas, more in Sanhedrin, for example, that a half a pruta by a goy is considered money. For example, Gabi Gezel, a half a pruta would be considered money. So since he's selling himself here to a goy, I would have thought perhaps that if he agrees to this, it should be considered in this instance that it is kesef kamash malon, that since you're dealing also with a Jew here, it has to conform to what the Jew considers a pruta's worth, and since it's less than a pruta, therefore, even if the other side is a goy, here it will not serve as a good kinyan. But I would have thought, perhaps, since makarvanai sayu, and you're dealing with a goy, it should be good kamash malon, that it is not good. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, let me bring you a different proof to my shita. Amar Rabbi Yosef, minam min Allah. From where will I bring you a proof to my shita? And Tosis here in the third Tosis, Devar Maskel, minam min Allah, says that this is a proof not to the second Lashon, but to the first Lashon. That the Machloikis is not Becholdu, but the Machloikis is where he says it's worth Nun, and it was worth 50. Except it was not evaluated beforehand, and we'll soon see why the Marsha explains why Tosfos says that it's a riot to the first lashon. The Sanya we learned in the Brisa, Eagles El Pigeon Bini. He says to the Koyin that this calf should be used for the redemption of my firstborn Pigeon Aben, or Talis El Pigeon Bini, or this Talis should be used for Pigeon Aben. Loyam Reklum. He has said nothing. But if he said, Egel zeh b'chameish shloim l'pidgin abi, this egel, which is worth 5 shloim, should be for the pidgin of my son, or talazu b'chameish shloim l'pidgin abini, or this tal, which is worth 5 shloim, should be for pidgin abini, b'noi padi, then his son is redeemed. And now the Gemara tries to analyze this brisa. Hi pidgin, heichi dami, what is it speaking about? Ilei medeloi shavei, if it's not worth 5, and yet the father says to the Kayin, it's worth 5 kol kminei. Is he then believed? Does he have a power to say on something that's not worth 5 that it is worth 5? L'chayri doesn't. If so, how could it say in the Seifa that if he mentioned the figure, the ratio, he didn't mention the figure 5 shloim, Seifa he did. So if it's not worth 5 shloim, even if he mentioned it, why should it be good? Elalav must be. Afagav de shavi. It must be, even though it is worth 5, and yet in the Resha, when he said this egel should be lepidyu b'ni, it's not good. Why? It must be v'kiven de loikaitzi loy. In the Sefer, he's saying that this egel has been evaluated, and we all know it's worth 5 shloim giving to you the kohen, so then the benoy is potter. But in the Reish it's speaking about where we didn't yet know if the egel is potter or not, there's loikaitzi, and therefore it cannot help for pidgin haben, even if it turns out later that it is worth the 5 shloim. So the Marsha says, here is the point why Taisa says that this is a riot to Lishna Kama. Because according to the second Lashon, the Machloikis was, but Kolduhu, if Shava Kesef needs Shuma or not, but by Pidgin Aben, it has to be worth 5 Shloim. So it cannot be, he says, whatever it's worth. So it must be that it was a riot to the first Lashon. He's telling the Kayan it's worth 5. So if it was estimated before, and the Kayan and the father, everybody knows it's worth 5, it's a good pidgin. And if he gave it to the Kayan, but it was not evaluated before, then it is not a good kinyan. So here the Atzmas Yosef asks a question. It would seem from what Rav Yosef is saying that he's equating pidgin aben to kedushin. That in both cases you need the smichas das of the koyin in the case of pidyon aben, and of the isha in the case of kedushin. They have to be satisfied that what's being given to them is worth what it was told that it's worth. By the woman, she has to know ahead of time that it's worth 50 zuz. By the koyin, he has to know ahead of time that it's worth 5 sloyim. And only if they know ahead of time, then they're gomer, and the kinyan can go through. Ask the Atzmas Yosef, by Kedushin I understand, because she is makna herself based on her knowledge that it was worth 50 zuz before the Kedushin were made. However, in the case of the Kayin, l'chayra the pshat is, the Torah places on every father a chov that he has to pay to the Kayin if it's worth 5 shloim, even if it wasn't evaluated it yet, and we find out later it was worth 5, but if in fact intrinsically it was worth 5, that should suffice to pay up the obligation that the Torah put on every father to pay the Kayin. What is the Tali in the Gemira's Das and the Smicha's Das of the Kayin? On this, the Atzmas Yosef answers that we see from this Gemara that Pidgin Aben is not merely a Chov the Torah's place to give to the Kayin, but rather the father is Kone his son from the Kayin. The son belongs to the Kayin, and it's only when the Kayin is Soymech Das to give over the child to the father that Kinyan can work. Yeah, it goes here not just Peroin Choyev, but it goes through with Hilchas Kinyan. So he has to be Soymech Das. If he doesn't know it's worth 5, then he's not Soymech Das to be Makna the child back to the father. And so we see from the Ktzoyts and Simon Reish Mem Gimel Sivkot and Dalet, who asks the question on the Pre-Chodesh. The Pre-Chodesh holds that by Pidyon Aben, we have the rule that the Pri is Bal Choyv, just like by a Bal Choyv, it helps Bal Korchach against his will, even if the Bal Choyv doesn't want to accept it. If the Loiva gives it back to the Malva against the Malva's will, he's Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Pri is Bal Choyv, Mitzvah. So too, based on the principle of Nesina Bal Korch Shmei Nesina, forcing someone to accept something, it's considered that the person accepted it, and therefore, if a person forced the Kayin to accept the pidgin aben, the money of the pidgin aben, it's considered a good nesina, and the person has been mekayim the mitzvah pidgin aben. So rules the pre chodesh as the ksois from our gemara. Because from our gemara, you see, it's dependent on the smichas das of the kohen. You need his acceptance and willingness to accept the five sloim. So if so, l'chayre, he asked on the pre-chadish that nesina balkorcha by pidgin aben should not help. And so brings the chasam sofer a raya in your adeya simon reish sadik beis, that since the goinim were masakin, that in the nusach of the pidgin aben, the kohen says to the father, my boy is tvei, do you want more your son or do you want the five slav? It would seem that the kohen has a power and he's giving the father a choice. Maybe you don't want to pay me the five slav, you want me to keep the son. So from that lashon, it would also seem that the kohen has a power. We have to come on to the kohen smichas das, and that's why the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, held here that we have a raya that something that was not evaluated before will not be effective for pidgin aben, and therefore we can bring a raya to kedushin that it won't be affected by kedushin as well, even if it's a kaldu, even if it's worth a pruta. But if she was told it's worth a certain amount and it's not, she doesn't know that to be a fact when the kedushin were made, it will not be a good kedushin. Says the Gemara, loy. Loy lam de loy shav. You're really speaking about where it is not worth five sloy. If so, why does it help in the seifa when he said it's worth five sloy? If it's really not worth five sloy, that's what we asked before. Who could go into kibble coin ilave? It's speaking about where the coin accepted it upon himself, that I know it's not worth five, but I'll accept it as if in lieu of five. Where do we find such a precedent? You had the Rav Kahana, Shokel Sidra, he took a handkerchief, which was used as a covering for the head, for his head, mibe pidgin aben, for a pidgin aben, or on the side, the girsa is bi pidgin aben. Omar Leh, he said, L'didi chazali chamesh shloim, this is worth, even though I know it's not worth chamesh shloim, to me it is worth chamesh shloim. Amar Ravashi, he said, Ravashi, loy amor, and when do we say that you could do such a thing, El Kigoyin Rav Kahana? The Gavar Rabahu, he is a great person. And a great person, the Minig was, as Rashi says, loy ozul begili arash, that he didn't go with an uncovered head. In those days, everyone did not wear a yarmulke, but it was a gavur rabbi who used to cover his head, as the Gemara says in Kedushin, a person should cover his head in order to have Yir Shemayim. So the gavur rabbi used to walk around with a sudr. So since he's a gavur rabbi, umi boil a sudra reish, and he needs it, so therefore, as the Tosfos Riya Zaken speaks out over here, when do we say this? Only by a thing where shehutzorach lo shepa'am shadim kaina oisam yoisam shav yeyem mibnei atzorach. So sometimes a person who needs something will pay extra when he needs it, even though intrinsically it's not worth what he paid for it. Aval kuliyama, continues the Gemara, lawyer, a regular person who doesn't need it, he cannot say that I will accept it for more than it's worth. Kiha de Marba Ravashi, Zovin Sudr Me'ime de Rabba Mikuvi. He bought a Sudr from the mother of Rabba of a place called Kuvi. Shavi Asar, it was worth really Asar, but Tleiser, he paid 13, but he needed it. That's why he paid extra. So the Run speaks out here. How do we understand, according to the Gemara's Maskana, the words of the Braisa? Because the Braisa said that if Egel Zeb Chamesh Shlomo Pidgin B'ni, Talazu Chamesh Shlomo Pidgin B'ni, B'noi Padui, it is accepted. But here we're learning it's only by a gavur rabba. And from the Braisa, it would seem it's speaking about even a regular coin who's not a gavur rabba. If he's not a gavur rabba, then how could he say it's worth to me more than it's real worth? So on this, the Run answers, it must be speaking about where we know from past instances that this coin, although he's not a gavur rabba, but very often he has paid for a talis or an egel more than it's worth. So we see that's his minig. Einachlami, if this would be the first time that it would happen, he would not be able to say it. But if we know that he's in the habit of paying more than something's really worth, so then he too, says the Run, could say, I accept it because that's my minig to pay more than the actual worth of the item. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar, iskach li b'mana v'nasla dinner. If he says to the woman, be mekadesh to me with a mana, and he only gives her a dinner, harezu mekudeshes, she is considered mekudeshes right away when he gave her the down payment of the dinner, v'yashlim, and he has to pay off the rest. My time, akivin de armalom mona, since he said mona, which is 100, v'yov le dinner, and he only gave her a dinner. Kamandi armer lama nastami. It's comparable to him saying a condition. You're mekadesh to me me'achshav right now. I'm conditioned that I pay you the rest. And Rav Huna said in the name of Rav that Koloim Ramanaskar Mimachshav Dami, that whoever said on a condition, it's as if he's saying it should be Chal right now. So that's the case over here, that she's Mekadeshes right away, except he has to fulfill the Tanai. The Taisus Ria Zokin says that it would come out that she cannot, once she receives the dinner, she cannot back out. However, he has to Mekayim the Tanai. So he, in a sense, could back out, because if he doesn't fulfill the Tanai, then the Kedushin L'mafreya, says the Tais Riyah Zakin, is not a Kedushin. And therefore, the Tais Riyah Zakin says, Ein Tzarech Get, Sharei Loi Hishlam Tanai, Nimtza, Shehu Yochol Lachzer Bo, Vehi, Eina Yochol Lachzer Bo. So she cannot have Charata, she's locked into this Kedushin, if he fulfills the Tanai. But if he does not fulfill the Tanai, then it's up to him. If he doesn't want to go through with the marriage, he cannot fulfill the Tanai, and then the Kedushin retroactively will be bottled, and no get will be necessary. At the end of the Taiser Riyah Zakin, in my Gemara, it's on the left margin, the last small line, he brings down, Ve'ikam on the armor, Sha'afal Pishaloi, Hishlam Lohamona, Tzricha get, and there's a sheet that holds that even if he didn't pay off the rest, she will need a get, says the Tais Riyah Zakim emphatically, v'tos u'biyadim. This is a mistake. The my bein t'nai zeh l'shartzon. What's the difference between this condition and the other condition? If the condition is not fulfilled, then the kedushin l'mafreya is bottle and no get is required. Makes Rebbe Gemara asks the kasha, how could you say that the Tanai of the Kedushin is fulfilled, that she is Mekudish from right away? We see not like that. It says, Hiskachali b'mana, he told her, be Mekudish to me with a mana, v'ayamayin v'haylach, and he was counting out the money, one dinner after the other. V'rotza echad men lachzer, and the man or the woman wants to have charata, afilu b'dinner achor, and even by the last dinner, harishus b'yaday, they have the ability to back out. So we see that in this case, where he said amona, and he only gave her a dinner, and he was counting them out, so it is not mekudeshes right away. They can have charata up to the last dinner. And for the Gemara, hachamai eskin and da'amr b'mona zu. This case is speaking about where he said with this mona, and he pointed to the mona. And therefore, as Rashi says, she has das on the whole thing, and therefore she could have charata even up to the last dinner. Ask the Gemara, how can you give such a teretz? Hamid is safe of Monazu. The second case, the last case of this brisa here, speaking about Monazu, so that would indicate the ratio of Monastam. The Katani, safe, we learned in the safe, Omer Lo, he said to her, Iskachali Monazu. Here it says Beferish, that he's saying in this case Monazu. Venim sa Mona Chasa dinner, and then they found out when they counted it up, there was only 99, there wasn't 100. Oy, dinner shon nechayshes. Or amongst the 100, there was one copper one. These were silver dinarim, and he gave one copper one. So it comes out that she wanted 100 silver ones. The halacha is, ain't a mekadeshes. He hasn't fulfilled it tonight. She's not mekudesh. But what happens if he gave a dinner raw, bad dinner? And the Gemara soon will explain what this means. Here the din is different. Harezu mekadeshes. She is mekudesh. However, v'yachlov, he has to exchange the bad dinner for a good one. But meanwhile, what's the Gemara's question? You wanted to say that this case is speaking about Monazu. And then she has Das, and he's pointing to a specific Mona. And therefore, she could have Charata till the last one. However, by Monastam, we're going to say that she's Mukadesh right away as long as he's Mashlim, the condition. But here we see that you cannot say in the Reisha speaking about Monazu, because the Sefer speaking about Monazu, that would seem to be that the Reisha speaking about Monastam. And then our Kasha comes back on Rab Lozer, who said that she's Mekudesh right away. From here it would seem she's not Mekudesh right away. So the Gemara says, Loi, Reisha, the Sefer, the Monazu. Really, the Reisha and the Sefer speaking about Monazu. So it's not a question on what Rab Lozer said. Rab Lozer speaking about Monastam. Uperushi kamefarsh. The Sefer explains the Reisha. Rotz echman lachzer afilu b'dinner achon rishus b'yadi. We said in the Reisha that if one of them wants to have charata even on the last dinner, he has permission. Kate said how kagoyin the omer lo b'monazu. That's what the Seif is explaining. He said b'manazu. That, so the Seif is just interpreting the Reisha. And now the Gemara says, I'll bring you a proof that my pshat is correct. This makes sense. The Isakadatuch. Reisha b'manastam. If you're going to say that the Reisha is speaking about manastam, so I have a tremendous question. What do you need the Seif if you already said the Reisha? Hashta b'manastam loyavi kedusha. If the case of manastam, where they can back out until the last dinner is given, is not a good kedushin right away. So b'manazu, in the case of the sefer where there was missing a dinner. So it's the same concept that till the last dinner is given, you can back out. So if you can back out by manastam, you could certainly back out by manazu where her das is on the mana that's right in front of her. If that's missing, so then certainly, my boy, you have to tell me that. Certainly it's not a good kedushin. So once you told me the ratio, what do you have to tell me to say? Elamai, I have to say that the safe is a pirush of the ratio. Memel, it's not difficult on Rab Lazar, because Rab Lazar's case is by stam, that the kedushin is right away if he keeps the tanai later. And by manazu, where she has das on the whole thing, she wants to get the whole thing, then it's only kedushin till the end. They can have charata. If something is missing, it will be Einam Kadeshes. E Mishum Ha. This is your proof. La Yirya. That's no proof. You have no argument on your side. Why? I could say that Tana Seifa Lugli Reisha. The Seifa is Megalip Shatan the Reisha. Shaloi Taima Reisha B'Monazu. You shouldn't have a havamina to say that the Reisha is by Monazu. Av Monastam Havi Kedushin. But by Monastam it would be a Kedushin. So that's why Tana Seifa Monazu. That's why he told me the Seifa is B'Monazu. Michlal Dereisha b'manistam. So if the Seif is b'manizu, therefore I understand that Dereisha is b'manistam. Rafila hachi loyavi kedushin. So I could learn the Braisa this way. So you have no raya that the Seif is mefarish Dereisha. What was your raya? That if it says manistam is no good, so for sure manizu. No, if it wouldn't say Dereisha, I would think that the only place it's no good is only by manizu. But I wouldn't think that we have the Chiddush also that even by Monastam, that her das is on the whole thing, and she could have Charata till the end. I would think there it is a good Kedushin. That's why the Seif has to be Monazu. And the Mela, then I'll say that the Reish is by Monastam, and it's still not a good Kedushin. So you have no Raya to your Pshat. Ravashi, Omer Ravashi, has a different teretz on the question on Rab Lazar. What was the kasha on Rab Lazar? He says Mekudosh right away, and there we see that she could have charata till the last dinner. The answer is both are speaking about manastam. We're not getting into manazu. Maybe, like you said, only the Seif is speaking about manazu, where it says it beferish. The Reish is manastam. So why by manastam could she have charata till the end? I, Rab Lazar, said Mekudosh right away. The answer is because this Bryce is speaking about moina v'hoilach, that in front of her, he's counting out the dinarim. Moin of Ahalach Shiny, the Data Kula. Even though by Monastam, her das is on the dinner that she gets right away, al tonight she'll get the rest later. The Kedushin's right away. But if he starts counting out the dinarim right in front of her, so then we understand that her das, even by Monastam, will be on the whole thing, and therefore she must get the whole thing right away, and therefore she could have Charata till the last dinner. Ask the Gemara, hi, dinner shal nechayish this, which we mentioned the Braisa. A dinner shal nechayish is no good. Hey, chidami. Idi yadabe, if she knew that there's in there a dinner shal nechayish, a sover kibla. So she accepted it. Why should it be not good? Loit shricha must be the avaneli belayla. He gave it to her at night. She couldn't see that it was a copper one. Inami dishta kach, lo baini zuzi. Or he gave her the whole thing. And amongst the zuzim, which wasn't apparent right away, was this copper one. Memele the din is Einam Kedusha. She wanted 100 silver. She got 99 silver. One nechayshus, no good kedushin. Now ask the Gemara in the last case. Hi, dinner ra, where we say it is a good kedushin. Echadami, what's speaking about? Idiloi nafik, if you cannot spend it, it's something's wrong with it, it's erased, you cannot use it. So hina dinner shal nechayshus. So basically it's the same concept of dinner shal nechayshus. So why by dinner shal nechayshus do we say it's not a good kedushin, and by dinner rod is a good kedushin? Amra papa, you could spend it with difficulty, and not everybody will accept it, but you could get somebody to accept it, and therefore viyachlif, you have to change it for a good one. But we could say she is mekudesh is right when she gets the dinner ra, because since it could be used, even though it's difficult to use it, that's considered that she received what she was promised, and therefore it is a good kedushin. Continues the Gemara of Rav Nachman. Amr lo yiskatchali b'mana. He told her, become a kudishmi with a mana. V'niach lo mashkana ole. And he didn't give her the mana, but he said, here's a security for it. Anyway, Kadesh, she's not Makudish. Why? As we turn it off, Chesam Abeis. Mana Enkan, Mashkin Enkan. As the Bach explains in Rashi that the mana, he's not giving it to her. The Mashkin is not hers to keep either. It's only a security for the mana. And as the Chazoin Ish learns in Tosfos, and so is the sheet of the Ramban and the Rush, that one cannot make a security on a ischaivus. He is obligating himself to give a mana. But there is no loan here, for example, which would create a shibud aguf, which would create a lien on a responsibility on himself to pay it up. It's a ischaivus. A ischaivus cannot be given over by a mashkin. So learns the Chazoin Ish in Tosfos, and this is the sheet of the Ramban and the Rush. Eisvei asked the Gemara, asked Ravel or Rav Nachman, kitchen b'mashkin mukudeshes. We have learned that if you're mikadesh with a mashkin, it is mukudeshes. So we have learned in a brisa, answers the Gemara, hasum b'mashkin dacherim. It's speaking about where let's say Reuven lent money to Shimon, and Shimon gave Reuven a mashkin. So here we're speaking about a mashkin on a chov. A shibud has been created from Shimon to pay Reuven. And now Reuven gives over that mashkin to Leah, to be Mekadosh Leah, who could Rabbi Yitzchak. Dom Rabbi Yitzchak said, Menayin l'Bal Choyv shekein mashkin. How do I know that a Bal Choyv acquires the mashkin which he was given by the Loiva as a security? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, this is concerning a Ksus Laila, that if the Loiva gave to the Malva something that he needs to cover himself at night. So the pasuk says, "Hashiv tashiv lai esavot." You should give back the collateral. Kevoya shemesh at sunset. V'shachav v'salmasi. Then he will be able to sleep in his garment. Uveirachecha. He will uveirachecha. He will bless you. Well, chotiyet stakel v'nei Hashem lekecha. For this act, Hashem will consider it a righteous act. Says the Gemara, "Im einoi kaine tstakim enayin." As Tosfos explains from the Yesh Meforshim, that the loy mikri tztok el ha-noisim mishaloid, tois de ramaskel tztoka minayin, that unless something belongs to you, it cannot be considered an act of tztoka. So from here, Rabbi Yitzchak learns out that b'choyv is kind of mashkin. Memeil, as Rashi explains, now the Reuven is giving over to Leah the choyv and the mashkin. You have the shibud that Shimon gave to me through this choiv. Now you have it to you, and you have a mashkin which you are acquiring on a legitimate choiv. Oh, before where mashkin was not good, that was on schayvus. That was on my own words that I say. I'm going to give you a mana. Mashkin can't help for a schayvus, something I'm trying to obligate myself to, through verbal message. However, when money actually transferred from one hand to the other, and on that a mashkin was given, that is a mashkin on a shibud, on a lien, on an obligation, and therefore that can be given over to the woman. So she has, the loan is now hers. She has the collateral to back it up, and the collateral she is kona once Reuven gave it over to her. Memela, she has acquired something. It is a good kedushin. B'nei Rav Huna bar Avin Zavina hu am. So they bought a certain amma, bepriti, for copper coins, lohavi be'adayu. However, they didn't have these copper coins with them. Oisvi naska alei. So they meanwhile gave a bar of silver to the mocher, lesof, yakar amsa. While the mocher was waiting to get paid with the copper coins, the value of maidservants went up. And now he wanted to back out of the deal and get more money. Also, the Kamei Rav Ami, they went in front of Rav Ami, Omer Lahu. He said, Priti Enkan, Naske Enkan, what have you given him? You haven't given him anything. You didn't give him the Priti. You are obligated yourself. There was no Chov, as we had before in the case, of Mashkin Shalacherim. So, Memela, the Mashkin cannot work here. Naske Enkan, the Mashkin you're not giving to the Moicher either. It's a mashkin on this chayvus. On that, you're not giving him anything. The mashkin can't obligate the obligation that you're doing verbally. So you, in bottom line, you haven't given him anything. You haven't given him a mashkin shalchem where you would have acquired it. L'chati etztaka, Rav Yitzchak's din. Memela, he receives nothing. He receives nothing. There was no deal. Memela, he could back out of the deal. Tana Rabbanan. His kachli b'mona. The man says to the woman, be mekadesh me with this mana. Not plus she took it. Zarkosli yam. She threw it into the water. Oil or into the fire. Or l'chol dover ha'aved. Or anything that destroys the item. Ena mekudesh es. Then she's not mekudesh. Ha shadisinu kameh. It would seem to indicate that if she threw it in front of him, havi kedushin, then it would be a good kedushin. Or ka'amr le'shkil shakil loy be'ina. She is saying to him, here, take it back. I don't want your kedushin. Why should it be a good kedushin there? So the Gemara says, loy mi boy kamer. It's telling you a din where I don't have to tell you the halacha of throwing it in front of him. Throwing it in front of him, of course, would not be a kedushin. I'm telling you a bigger chiddush. Loy mi boy shadisinu kameh dolevi kedushin. That certainly, that goes without saying, wouldn't be a kedushin. But if she threw it into the fire or the water or the fire and she got it, lost it forever, I would say that since she's going to have to pay for this because she caused the damage to the man, so Memela here, she has a different strategy. She is becoming Makudish to him. Why did she throw it into the water? Not because she's saying, I don't want to come Makudish to you. But Savra, she was thinking, I want to check out this man. If he has a temper, a hot temper, or loy. And that, you know, she says, you're right, I'm going to have to pay you. But I want to see how you react when I take what you gave me as Kedushin, which I acquired because I know I'm going to have to pay you. So one way of not having to pay would be if I'm become a kudeshus to you. But I just wanted to make a test whether I should stick with this marriage because I want to see if you're a hot-tempered person. Maybe that went into her thinking, Kamash Malan, that even where we could give such a strategy to her, we say, no, ain't a kudeshus. What she really meant by throwing it in is, I don't want your kedushin, I'm throwing it away, I might have to pay you for it, but I don't want to get married to you. Tana Rabbanan, we learned, Hiskachuli b'mana. He says to her, be mekadesh me through this mana. Tanam labish, she said to him, give it to my father, ulavich, or to your father. The halacha is, ain't a mekadesh, because she's just making fun of him, she's just saying, give it to somebody else, as Rashi explains, ten mo'is kol acherim. But what happens if she said it in the Lashon al menashi kablum li, if she says, on the condition that they accept it from me, then mikudesha. So Rashi explains that the resha is not like we learned on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis, beginning of Zayin Amud Aleph, where we learned that if she told a man, take this money and give it to that person, based on my say-so, that she is mekudeshes to him, midin arev. We learned that in yesterday's shir. This is not the same. Why? Because here she didn't initiate it. When she initiates such a thing, ain't echlam, she's mekudeshes midin arev. However, here he's coming to her, and he says, be mekadesh to me with this mana. And then she says to him, give it to your father or to my father. So then we explain that she's just trying to say, I don't want to have your kedushin. Give it to whoever, give it to your father, give it to my father. I don't want to become a kedusha to you. Tana, we learned. So the Gemara says, Tana Abba, loy diacha kaicha the resha. We learned the case of Abba to teach you in the resha that even though she's saying, give it to my father, and you would have thought maybe she meant to say that he should be a shliach for me. No, she's not mekudeshes because she's saying, I don't want to be married to you. Give it to anybody. Give it to my father, your father, not to me. Tana avicha, l'diacha kaicha d'seifa. And then she says the second case. The second case is your father, that even where it's only your father, who is not related to her at all, if she says, Al-Menashe Yikablum Leish Mekudeshes, for sure, if she says, my father should accept it for me, she'd be Mekudeshes. But even where she says, your father, who's not related to me, should accept it in the sefer. That's the chiddush. That's mekadesh. So Abba is written ainu mekadesh the chiddush of the reisha. Avicha is written chiddush in the sefer is mekadesh. What happens? We learned hiskachuli b'mono tnom leploini. Give it to ploini, not Abba v'avicha, but ploini. Give it to that person. Ainu mekadesh. What happens if she says I'm a nashi kablumli, that person should be mekablet for me? Mekadesh is then she is mekudesh. So why do we need the case of Abba v'avicha and ploini, which are basically saying the same halachas? Utsricha diashmin Abba v'avicha hasmu dechi amram nashi kablumli havi kedushin. By Abba v'avicha, if she says that they should be mekablet for me, it's a good kedushin. This samcha daiti layu, because she depends on them. Savra avdinli shli chusai. Your father, my father. These are people. If it's going to be your father, he's going to be the father of the chassan. So future father-in-law or my father. So they will do my shlicha. So they become my shliach to be mekabel the kedushin. Aval ploini loy. I would have thought perhaps if she says give it to that stranger. So maybe there she is not soymech das that he's going to become her shliach to be mekabel the kedushin. So I would have said ainu mekadesh kamash mon achidish mekadesh. So that's why I need the case of ploini. The Yashmin of Pliny. If it would have said Pliny, I would have said, Hacha hu dechi amra tznam l'Pliny lo yav a kedushin. In the case where she doesn't say, I'm a nas that he should accept it, but in the case she says, give it to Pliny, it's not a good kedushin. Yeah, give it to Pliny, it's not a good kedushin. Why? Do le mikarva daita, she doesn't feel close to Pliny. Legabe. She doesn't think that he's close to me, I'm going to give it to him as a matana. Aval Abba Vavicha by your father, my father, the Makarva Daita Ligabaya. She has some close feelings either to her own father, certainly, and even to the father of the prospective chosin, the future father-in-law. There is some kiruv das, so she feels some closeness. So, I would have thought by matana yavise nalayu that she's giving them a present. So it's considered as if the present is being given to her, and therefore it should be a good kedushin. Sricha, therefore, it has to tell me, but that in the case where she says not with almanashi kablum, but she says tana, that what she actually means is not to give a present to her father or your father, but rather she says get it out of here. I don't want it. Give it to whoever you want, my father, your father. But ena mikudeshes. That's the chiddush that even where the svar of makarv das might apply, we don't say it applies, and she's not mikudeshes. Tana rabban. We have learned hiskachli b'mana. He says to her, "Be mekadesh me with a mana." She says back to Noma Gabisel, "Put it on that rock." Ainu mekadeshes, not mekadeshes. Ve'im hoyesela shela mekadeshes. And if it was her sela belonged to her, it's mekadeshes. So Rashi learns because it's her chotzer. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says it can't be because of chotzer, because of the next Gemara Shaila. Boy, Rav Bibi Sela Shoshneima. What happens if this rock belongs to both the man and the woman? What is the din? And the Gemara says teku. Ask Tosfos, according to Rashi, that there's a din chotzer. What's the Shaila? What's the teku? Certainly, if it doesn't all belong to her, it cannot be considered her chotzer. Tosfos proves this from a Gemara. And she cannot acquire it if she owns this seller, this chotzer, with the man. She cannot acquire it to chotzer. That's why Tosfos learns our Gemara. That is, the Gemara is speaking about smichas das. If she says, put it on my rock, so then she's smich das, that she's going to get it because this rock belongs to her. But if she just says on a rock, she's not mekudesh. The Gemara asks Akasha, is she soymech das when she says to give it on a rock that is owned by both? Boy, Rav Mori. Mori had the following question. Excuse me, we skipped to a line, one line before. Iskachuli bekikor. If he says there be mekama kudish to me through this loaf of bread, and she answers, "Nala kelev, give it to a dog." So she means to say, "I don't want to accept to give it to the dog." Ainu mekadesh. But ve'im hoya kelev shalaw. But what happens if it's her dog and her dog has to eat, and he ate up this bread? So it's as if she got this bread because she's getting a know that her dog is eating the bread. The din is mekudesh. Boy, Rav Moir. Moir had a question. Kelev rotzachareh. As Rashi says, the dog is running after it to bite her. She is scared out of her wits. Mao, what's the din? If he says, become a Kurdish me with this bread, and she said, give it to that dog. So do I say, Bahu, I know with that pleasure, to come out from Nafshamine, that she is saving herself from the dog, Gomer Makhlin Nafsha. She would be willing to pay somebody to save her from her dog, from the dog biting her. So therefore, by giving the dog food to eat and he stops chasing her, she can save herself from getting bitten, so that's worth money to her, so that she's accepting something from the man, and therefore she would be Mekudeshes. I do more, maybe. Matzi Amrulay, she can say to him, I wasn't saying I'm going to get married to you based on this. You're Mechuyv Midaraisa to save me. I just told you, save me by giving the... I didn't mean to become a Kudeshes to you. The Ritva says, Einachanami. If that's what she meant, then she would have to pay the man for saving her with this bread, whatever the bread was worth, she'll have to pay him for it. But she will not become Mekudeshes. The Gemara says, this shal is teku. What happens if he says there is kachuli bekikar, and she says no la ani, give it to that poor person, ain't a Mekudeshes. Afilo ani hasamachala, even though it's an ani who depends on her, always comes to her for donations, still it's ain't a Mekudeshes. My time, what's the reason? Amrele, she can say to him, gehech le mechavin be'ano, just like I'm mechuyv to take care of aniyim, you too are mechuyev to take care of him, and therefore it will not be considered that he is giving her anything. She's just telling to him, you have to mekayim your chiv mederaisa. One last item that I would like to speak out on this stuff is in a machloikis between Rashi and Tosis in Balchoyv Kainamashkin. Rashi says that he's Tosis brings down Divrei Maskil Minayel B'Chayv Shkana Mashkin, that Pirush HaKuntos B'Shar Duchni, not in our sugi but another place in Shas, Rashi says to be Mechayv in Einzin, and Tosis disagrees with this, and Tosis says that he's only Kana Damashkin to be Chayv in Geneva V'Aveda.